Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, and she's a tofu-tasting queen of improv and the First Lady of Atlanta baseball, Miss Allie Mack. We have our guy Slim, the Slim Reaper here on the ones and twos. And back at home, waving creepily, is Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. And our forces combined, we make the greatest sports talk radio show in the history of Morning Drive in Atlanta. For talking sports.
Do you think he's actually waving creepily?
Yes, I do. I see him in my head going.
Dylan, we need you to confirm. Are you waving at that point?
I am waving. Hello. And good morning.
And you just made me do it, and now some guy going to the drive-thru just saw me doing the creepy wave. So thanks for that. I appreciate that.
I'm sure he liked the wave.
I don't think he did.
Maybe so.
Well, I'm excited because I already have my hot black coffee from McDonald's. It's my absolute favorite, and I didn't realize the Monopoly game is back. I got Indiana Avenue on my coffee this morning.
All right. I didn't either.
Do you have a piece over there?
He does. He just hasn't peeled it off.
He has not peeled off the game quite yet.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. How was the drive over here for everyone?
Not bad. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, all three of us are kind of from the north end of town, mm-hmm. and so getting over here is always a lot of fun because I don't get to visit this neck of the woods very often.
Right, right.
You know, I'm from Florida and went to school in Alabama, so getting to the east side of Atlanta, few and far between for me, but it's obviously a very nice area.
It was a very smooth ride on 20 over here. I finally got to put on cruise control. I don't know the last time I got to do that with that 24-mile span coming over from the northwest side of Atlanta. But let's go ahead and get you caught up on everything that's been going on since we last got to chat. As far as the MLB playoffs, Dodgers take 3-0 in the NLCS with a 3-1 win last night over the Brewers, and the Blue Jays tied up the ALCS 2-2 with 8-2 win over the Mariners. Now, the Hawks did lose their preseason game last night to Houston, 133-115 here at home. Apparently, though, the Atlanta Hawks and Trae Young will not agree to a contract extension before the start of the regular season. He does have a $49 million option for the 26-27 season. We'll get into this a little bit later. In Thursday night football, Joe Flacco and the Bengals beat Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers last night, 33-31. Very interesting game. The icy hot bowl, if you will, fellas.
No, I think this is a bad loss for Pittsburgh. It really is. I think it's a little bit shocking. I tuned in late last night. Pittsburgh scored an early touchdown, and I thought, okay, they're off to the races. And then I tuned in right about the time that Jaylen Warren tried to do a flea flicker where Aaron Rodgers definitely wasn't calling a flea flicker.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, watching that happen in real time, I was like, oh, it's still okay. Like, there's no way that Joe Flacco and the Bengals will be able to put up, you know, enough points to keep up with Aaron Rodgers. Here's another thing I'll say, too. This defense for Pittsburgh, they're making too much money to play like this. This is by far the most expensive defensive roster in the NFL. I think it's by about $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
So watching them play this way last night against a 40-year-old quarterback in Joe Flacco that's been there for 9 days is just mind-blowing. It really is. And, you know, he deserves all the credit in the world for it because he played extremely well. How about those 3 rushing yards for Joe Flacco last night on the read option? Beautiful thing, but just a crazy bad loss, in my opinion, for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, it's not on the offense. That is not an offensive loss last night, and I think my favorite thing about watching Flacco is we talked about this earlier, but off the air, there was a sequence where at one point in time, he probably had the ball a little high, but Ja'Marr Chase kind of stumbled and can't get there, and he's kind of making a face. You know how the receivers are. It may or may not have been more about himself, but he's making a face, and then Flacco hits Chase coming across the middle. I mean, just he couldn't have handed it to him any better, and he drops it. And Flacco makes a face, like, basically the same face. And it just hit me. I'm like, Flacco is playing old man football right now. And the point I'm making is like, he don't give a damn. He's like, I don't care, man. I throw the ball there and you don't catch it. I'm not guaranteed any time in this league right now.
Yeah.
Catch the ball.
Yeah, that's a good point. Did you see how many targets Ja'Marr Chase had last night? It's the most targets. I'm sorry, the second most targets in the last 25 years for a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. He had 23 targets last night. That's smart business by Joe Flacco. I'd have to say, like, smart business move. If I'm him and I'm 9 days into this thing, I'm gonna find the best receiver in football and probably target him 23 times. I don't blame him for that.
He threw the ball 47 times. 33 of them went the direction of Higgins or Chase. You know, we talk about we don't have a wide receiver. I think I've heard the conversation, we need a wide receiver, too, to step up because how many balls that Drake got, and it was basically the Drake and Bijan show on Monday night. I mean, those are the only two receivers that got targeted last night in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Everybody else was a tight end or, you know, a running back, and it's just like, wow. So, it's – you got to give Joe – maybe – you know what? Maybe I take it back. Maybe Tomlin was right.
Yeah.
Maybe Andrew Berry was like, you know what? Screw Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this is – yeah, exactly. You know, it is funny, too, because you start looking at this division. And I was hearing conversations over the last week or so about Pittsburgh's like a lock to get like 12, 13 wins this year. It's just never how it happens in these division games. Like short week, division game, and Lord knows how many times the Falcons like matched up with like – the Saints or the Bucks on Thursday night football, and it not gone our way. And it just it tells you, man, how hard it is to win these interdivision games, especially, you know, given the short week. So it was a lot of fun, though, watching this game and these two quarterbacks kind of duke it out because they are both – well, Joe Flacco obviously not because, you know, he's 9 days into it. But Aaron Rodgers is essentially in charge of everything. Mm-hmm. Offensively, not to take anything away from Arthur Smith, I don't mean it that way, but you watch Aaron Rodgers walking on the field and he's like identifying the defense, he's looking at the corners, he's looking at, you know, maybe a, you know, a fake snap count, and he's kind of watching everybody and he's motioning this guy and telling him to get on this side, and then he's making all the play calls. It's awesome.
It's like what we talked about after the Carolina game where we couldn't get the plays in, and
yes.
Arch talked about the fact that, you know, a veteran quarterback's going to have a sheet, right, or in his head, he's got plays ready to go that he'll audible into based on if you're doing, like, the sugar huddle, like, little hurry up, or if you're going to audible at the line or the play doesn't come in on time. That's what it is in reality. Like, he to me, that's what I think it is. He's got, you know, he knows what protection he wants to use, and then he knows if he sees a certain look, he's going to check into this play or whatever, and that's where you want to see your quarterback get. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, just look, all that he's done crap, he might be done after this season as far as how long he wants to play.
Yeah.
But he's far from done.
Dude, he looks good.
He's still as cerebral as ever. He is moving in the pocket as good as he's moved. You know, and not to mention the dude threw it 70 yards last night. 70 yards on that final play.
He did. And to be able to move around in the pocket and actually get to the launch point was crazy. Like, he kind of does, like, a little spin that was unnecessary.
Yeah.
And kind of moves the launch point.
Talk about old man football.
He did, dude. He, like, did a little tilt-a-whirl in the back. And I was like, why is he spinning? Nobody's coming, man. What are we doing?
I'm going to spin move on air.
I mean, it was
crazy.
And
throw
it's like,
yards.
I just got to throw everybody off a little bit. You know, I want to keep it a moving target.
That's literally Uncle Rico.
I know.
Uncle Rico that
I know. I loved it, man. I loved it, though. And like I said, there is something beautiful about the fact that with all the way the offenses have gone, and the fact that you expect young players to play immediately, and it has to be quarterback-friendly systems, and we talk about, you know, taking it out of the quarterback's hands sometimes when you talk about Kyle Shanahan or whoever else it may be, to see these two older guys that are from – and this is crazy to say, but it just seems like they're from a different era,
mm-hmm.
you know, a different era of offensive football. To watch them step in and play the way they did last night was really kind of cool. It really was.
I think that's a kind of – I love where you went with that, because you talk about Aaron Rodgers – it all being on Aaron Rodgers, it really is all on Joe Flacco. Because they basically, I mean, you tell me how you think this probably worked, but I get the sense in my head, they walked in and are like, what are you cool with doing? Like, this is our, you know, this is our system. You kind of know what we want to do. What are you comfortable doing right now in your career?
Yeah.
And he's probably like, I want to throw it 50 times from Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
I just want, my question with him, and I know he kind of talked about it a little bit last night, and you know, we'll have some sound. My question would be, when he's getting the call into his headset, how much of it does he understand? Like, you know what I mean? He's getting the play call, and he's echoing it to the huddle. But then is afterwards the play caller being like, hey, this is a, you know, short screen. Yeah, this is a short screen to Chase Brown or something else. You know, like, hey, this is the play call, and then come back to me. You know, hey, you know, trips right, this, that, and the other, scat protection, blah, blah, blah. And then it, you know, afterwards the coordinator's in his ear going, hey, we're going to try to look the flood concept on the right side of the field here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I mean, it's not even – it's not hyperbole. Like, he – they are running the ball for 56 yards a game.
Yeah.
It's far and away the worst in the league. It really is all – what Herb Street said last night. I got to give Chase Brown credit on this one. He gets the ball, and there's a gaping hole. I don't think he knew what to do.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He ran forward, and he kind of fell down. It was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it also was crazy to see the lack of pass rush early in the game for Cincinnati without Trey Hendrickson on the field. And I know Herb Street, remarked multiple times about it. He's like, they're just not getting home. They ended up making a couple plays later on. But, yeah, it was a fun watch last night, there's no doubt.
Well, I have a question for the both of you about having two 40-year-old quarterbacks in the game. I will save that for when we bring this back up at 7:20 when we go in the huddle. Yesterday, the Falcons put out their injury report. It is Falcons Friday, so we're going to get into a lot of this. But there was one name on the list that made me do that confused dog head tilt. Like, happening here? We're going to get into that in preview Sunday's game. Next, with the morning shift, we are live from McDonald's in Conyers off Highway 138 on Sports Radio, Sports Radio 99, The Game, and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.